Hello, and welcome to the F.M. Kirby Children's Center podcast series of the Madison Area YMCA. This series covers a variety of childcare, parenting, and early education topics relevant to parents just like you. I'm your host, Amy Reed. I'm the marketing coordinator of the F.M. Kirby Children's Center and the mother of three children. Like most of you, I struggle with balancing children and life, and I'm always looking for ways to be the best mom I can without losing my mind. For those of you who attended our Children and Anxiety Seminar on April 25th, I am once again joined by licensed professional counselor Carmen Basto to answer parent questions submitted after the seminar. If you were unable to attend our seminar, you can listen to our first podcast, which introduced the topic of children and anxiety. Keep listening as we delve deeper into this topic. Hi, Carmen. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Let's start with answering questions from our Kirby parents. The first question that was submitted says, as a parent, how do you work on your own anxiety? With everything going on in the world today, like school shootings, bullying to the point of kids' suicide, terrorism, how do you easily send your kids out into the world? I understand the whole purple versus blue sky, but I feel like there's a lot of bluish purple out there. How do we send them out in the world without freaking out and not passing our anxiety out to them? I think to start to answer this question, could you maybe go over the purple sky versus blue sky?
Sure. So the purple sky versus blue sky is basically a way to help kids understand rational and irrational thoughts. Purple sky thoughts are irrational thoughts, where blue sky thoughts are rational thoughts. So we try to help kids understand the difference between the two. So when we're talking about purple sky and blue sky thoughts, what we're trying to talk about is which thoughts are rational, which thoughts are irrational.
That makes a lot of sense. So with everything going on in the world today, where the sky is a little more bluish purple than just blue or purple, how do we kind of calm ourselves down as parents?
Yeah, I think for us as parents, the sky is definitely multicolored, and it's not really one or the other. I think it's really about helping us understand that I don't know there's a way to totally be 100% anxiety-free as a parent. I mean, if there is, I haven't found it. I'm a parent of two kids myself, and I know that some days I'm a little anxious about my kids too. So one of the things I try and encourage parents to do is understand the fact that we can't control all situations. We can do the best we can to put our kids in the most positive situation possible, and the way that they can be most successful, but we have to kind of accept some of that inability to control some of the world around us.
So as a parent, if you find yourself feeling anxious, do you have any tips or tricks that you could share with parents that use with their children to help calm themselves down?
Sure. One of the things that I always do in sessions is when I teach a skill to a client, I always bring the parent in as well, so that way they can learn the skill additionally, because oftentimes the homework is following up that skill with your child, so we're practicing it together. So practicing that skill with your child at the same time is a way to both help your own anxiety and help your child's anxiety. Quick skill I can give you real fast while we're on the podcast here is using a mantra. Mantras are great things that you can just repeat to yourself over and over. So it could be any kind of word that you really enjoy. It could be saying something about a place you've been that you like. I had one little boy who really loved bacon, so he would just say bacon over and over when he got worried, and that really helped for him. So if you stick with bacon when you get anxious, that might help you out.
So, Carmen, what's your favorite mantra word?
I think the one that I probably go with most often is it's fine or it's okay. Sometimes bacon, because bacon's great.
I agree. I'll take bacon. Bacon it is. And here is our second Kirby parent question. Is there a way to work on anxiety before it starts? Maybe mindfulness, meditation, yoga, journaling. Is there a good way to get kids to manage their anxiety before it gets out of control and interferes with their life?
Yeah, there absolutely is. I mean, what we're talking about here is being proactive versus being reactive. Proactive as acting before something happens. Reactive as acting after something happens. So what we want to do is try to find ways to react before we get anxious. So in order to do that, you need to identify what are some of your triggers for anxiety. So I often encourage clients to keep journals, keep track of when they get anxious, so we can look for patterns. And if we can identify patterns, we can then identify situations that make us worried. And then we can try using those skills prior to getting worried. Because if you act and use a skill prior to getting anxious, you're more likely to be successful than if you wait till you're already in the middle of either a panic attack or worry.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. And our final Kirby parent question. Kids might not be vocal about their anxiety or even about what goes on during their school day. How do I, as a parent, approach my child's teacher about any potential anxiety?
Well, I think the first thing you have to realize is, you know, most teachers are teaching because they want to help kids. So I think bringing that approach when you talk to them is definitely a key factor. So open the lines of communication, either send an email, talk about having a conference or a meeting with the teacher. Some parents I know like to send journals back and forth with the teachers that they write in and the teacher writes in. Sometimes that can be problematic because your child may read the journal, so emails tend to work best for a lot of older kids. But just opening that line of communication, letting teachers know what your concern is and asking for, like, signs. So the journaling we just talked about a little prior, those where you learn some triggers or some signs, you can point out to the teacher, I noticed that my son gets anxious when X, Y, and Z happens, and the teacher will now look for those things to let you know if they're happening in the classroom.
So to close out our podcast, can you give us your top three tips of dealing with children and anxiety?
So I think, you know, we cover a lot of them here, but first one of all is definitely communicate. You want to talk with your kids, set up that open dialogue, so that way they know that if they do feel upset or they do feel anxious, they can come and talk to you. Blue sky, purple sky, one of my favorite techniques, helping kids understand the difference between rational and irrational thoughts. Mantra, which is another topic we talked about earlier. And then finally, just the journaling. Looking for those patterns and finding ways to understand when you're getting anxious and why you're getting anxious.
Thank you so much, Carmen. Thanks again for joining us for our follow-up to our Children and Anxiety Seminar. Parents, stay tuned. Our next podcast will be on childhood nutrition, coming to you soon. Good night and good luck out there, Kirby parents.